All right, y'all, we're finna get more into this soul contract. But before we do, there's some things you need to know. Before anybody called your name, before you even knew what life was, something was already in motion. Not randomly, not accidental, but precise. See, most people think they just show up here, born into whatever family, whatever situation, under whatever name. And they spend their whole life trying to figure out, why me? Why this? Why does my life look like this? But what if none of that was random? What if your name, your experiences, your patterns, your gifts were all part of the design? Not a cage, but a code. Not just any code, a structure. A structure so ancient, so intentional, it can be mapped out into a star. No, not the kind of star that you can look up at night and look in the sky and see. But the kind of star you are. Because inside of your name is a blueprint. 6 points, 2 triangles. A balance between who you are in the physical and who you're meant to become in the spiritual. And whether you realize it or not, you've been living inside this structure your entire life, repeating certain patterns, leaning into certain strengths, chasing certain desires, all without realizing there's an order to it. So the real question isn't, do you have purpose? The real question is, are you aware of the design that's been guiding you this whole time? Now, what if I told you that you chose the exact moment you came here? You didn't just come here randomly. You came here structured, designed, layered, encoded. Not just with the name, but with a map. A map that looks like a star. A 6-point star, some people call it. The Star of David, other people call it. No fucking Star of David. Who the fuck is David? And David doesn't own a damn star. But that's neither here nor there. One you can see, and one you gotta become. See, your soul contract, it ain't just some floating idea in the clouds. It's geometry, it's intention, it's you, broken down into 6 living aspects. 3 on the physical plane, 3 on the spiritual plane. And every single point, pulled straight from your birth name, not the nickname, not what people call you, but the name you chose before you even took your first breath. Now look at this. We all enter through the same door, and that door is the downward triangle inside this 6-point star. The one people call the feminine aspect of this 6-point star. This where you start. This where the work begins. And at the base, top right of this triangle, sits your karma. No, not punishment, not revenge, not some debt you have to pay, but patterns, loops, cycles you keep walking into light. Why does this keep happening to me? Nah, the real question is, why do I keep choosing this? Karma is the mirror. It shows you where you've been stuck so you can decide, I'm not doing that version of me anymore. Then you move downward and meet your talent. This is the next point in your star. But here's what people mess up. They think talent is something cute, something optional. No, ma'am, no, sir. Your talent is a tool, a key, a powerful weapon if you know how to use it. It's the thing that flows through you so naturally, you almost overlook it. But that's the very thing you're supposed to lean into, because your talent is how you unlock the next level. And that next level, the top left point of the downward triangle, sits your goal aspect. What you say you want, what you pray for, what you visualize at 2 a.m. when life gets real quiet. But here's the catch. You don't reach your goal by chasing it. You reach it by mastering your karma and using your talent. That's the formula. Every single time. Now, once you stabilize your physical triangle, once you stop running from your patterns, once you stop downplaying your gifts, something shifts. You don't force it, you flow into it. Now you transition from your physical triangle to your spiritual triangle, the one that's pointing upward, the masculine triangle that people call it. Same 3 points, karma, talent, goal. But now you're not reacting anymore. You're refining. Your spiritual karma isn't about repeating cycles. It's about mastering energy. The spiritual talent isn't just a skill. It's a transmission. And your spiritual goal, well, that's legacy, impact. Alignment with something bigger than just survival. And right in the center of this star, where both triangles meet, where the physical meets the spiritual, where who you were and who you're becoming shake hands, sits your soul destiny. Not a job title, not a role someone gave you, but the answer to that quiet question you've been carrying your whole life. Why am I here? And the wild part, you don't find it, you build it by doing the work at every single point of the star, every aspect of your life, by facing your karma, by honoring your talent, by walking toward your goal on both planes. Because you were never just dropped here. You were drawn here with precision, with purpose, with the star that only you can fully activate. If this sounds interesting to you and you would like to get a soul contract reading, contact me at spiritualelevatedlifeforms@gmail.com and let's see what layers we pull off of your onion. Thank y'all for hanging out with me. And until next time, remember, you're all stars, so shine like one.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.